station.
Well, hello once again. My name's Tobe. It's 1930 UTC, which means we're on another budget nature adventure. I am walking along the edges of a creek looking for marmots. It's a very sunny day. I don't know how warm it is, but I would just say very. I don't know the exact temperature. But it's early. I'm out earlier than normal. It's a couple of hours before local and sidereal noon. And so it's not super, you know, supernova type temperatures out here, but it probably will become supernova-like temperatures very soon. So I don't know how long we're going to be out here today. But either way, we gotta spot some motties. So, that's what we're doing. I'm at one of my favorite places. I'm at the My Secret Mushroom Grounds near Tranquility Park, right here in the heart of the Papio Valley. And, what was I just gonna say? Oh yeah, I thought I was being smart. Oh, I'll get up early and nobody else will be up and nobody will be out. Yeah, but I forgot one critical thing. It's summer now, and so there's nobody in school when they should be in school. And of course, when I pull up in here, there's two vans in the parking lot with a bunch of teenager type age kids. I don't know what's going on. And they didn't have bicycles, so they're not riding their bikes on the bike trail. Some of them had camelbacks. Well, maybe they're a running group. Maybe they're a high school long distance team or whatever they call that. Cross country team. Oh, brother. But they're not out on the trails yet. They're not spooking my motts yet. So the plan here is to beat him to the punch. As I come around this little copse of trees, I need to look over here to see if there's a motty. And I know there's a den right there, but there's no motty there right now. But I will search in this general area. Let's see if there's any motties about. Where could my motty be? Well, I've got tracks. I see tracks. And they're leading off in this direction. So we're gonna go this direction. Wow, those kind of some big tracks. Ooh, boy. There's probably be a big thug mot up here somewhere. We've got to find him. Oh yeah, we've got a lot of motty tracks. And some kind of bird is honking at me. Hi, birdie. He says hi. And now the trick when we approach this area is to look at all the tree roots that we can see, because those motties like to hide on the other side of the creek under those tree roots. There's some dens back there. There's one right over here, but it's completely blocked from view from this angle. So we're going to have to work our way around and check it out from the other side here. Now we got lots of, what are these, raspberries or mulberries? That's good. Motties like berries, so they're probably in this area for all the free food. You know how much we like free food. Okay, well, I was about to walk by this area and say, nope, no motts here. But guess who I got staring at me 3 meters away. The funny thing is, I was looking on the other side of the creek under the tree branches, and I wasn't looking, you know, pretty much at my feet. And right down here, here's a Mati, and he's so cute. Is this a baby Mati or is this an adult Mati? Oh, and there's a fresh den here too that I didn't even know was here. Or did I? I may have, I may not have. All right, so one. The official count right now is one. One marmot, and he wasn't very big. He might have just been a baby. So, let's keep going. See how many more Matis we can spotty. There's another good spot right up here that affords us a good look down into the creek. Ah, and here's some fresh oyster mushrooms on the same log where the old moist oyster mushrooms were. All right, and that's good news. Now let me look down into the creek from here. And I can see tracks. And I can see a couple holes. But I don't see any heads poking out or anything like that. All right. Well, let's keep moving upstream here. And I'm approaching another known Mati area. There's a den right up here on my left. Let's see if we get anybody hanging around over here today. Let's see. Well, I don't immediately see anybody. Hey, Matis, where are you? Geez, and I thought today was going to be the big marmot day. But I'm not finding Jack. Well, we found that one little guy. I think he might have been a baby. But who knows? Not seeing much of anything else out here. Let's keep working our way up. Oh yeah. I'm in the direct sun now. And whoo doggy. It is beating down on me. That's okay, I'm gonna be back in the shade here in a second. But there's not much further I can go up here. So I hope I find some Matis soon. And as I come up here and step over this log, I'm approaching the last known marmot den. It's right up here. And if there's no Matis in this den, we're going to have to go look for some somewhere else. I'm not seeing any tracks or anything right around here like I think I should. But yeah. No. I don't see any signs of Matis. There's no bugs flying out of the hole, and it kind of looks like there's some sticks or something that have fallen into the hole, which would get cleared away if there was Matis in there. So I guess the thing to do right now is to turn around and head back. It's getting a little warm. I'm starting to feel the sting. And there's some birds freaking out above me. I do not know what their birdie problem is. And as we head back into the car here, I'm checking all the places that technically we already checked, but you never know. Matis could come out, or maybe they were somewhere else and now they're somewhere where we can see them. So, you know, always double check when you're looking for Matis. It's kind of dry out here today. Well, it's been dry for a few days, but it's exceptionally dry today. We need some rain. We need some good rain so I can get some coral mushrooms and other exotic fungus, because that's what is fun for me, finding fun fungus. All right, now let's see what's up here. We're going to be able to get extra close to the creek and look down in there. And there's a little waterfall right here. Yeah, we got tracks. Those are most assuredly marmot tracks. Might have some raccoon tracks in there too. Now, see, I'm looking right down over there. There should be a marmot sitting right there. That's where they love to hang out, but there just aren't any today. It's nice and sunny. How come they're not out catching some rays? And bingo, there's one right here in these tall weeds. Oh, as soon as I started talking, he spooked and went back into his hole. We can kind of get up there. I wonder if I can... Yep, we hold him. Sorry, Marty. Okay, well, at least we've seen two mutts today. And yes, we did already walk by this hole once today, but they like to come out after you walk by the hole. That's the trick. That's a Mati survival trait. Okay. Well, we're starting to get close to being back at my car. So I'm starting to wonder, what should we do next? I'm kind of tempted to go somewhere else, maybe Heron Haven, but it is getting a little hot. And I do have football games to watch today, Euro 2016. And I don't want to wear myself out and fall asleep during my games. So maybe we should just go home and have a nice cold beverage. And that sounds like a pretty good idea. Alright, I'm back into this part where I can see down the length of the creek. And I know where there's some marmot dens, like right there and right there and right there, but all the grass is so tall now, I can't see jack in the way of marmots. So, all right, I can see my car. I think what we're gonna do is head back into the studio, get a cool beverage, and just see what's happening. So we're gonna do some radio magic in 3, 2, 1, 0. And we're back in the studio. Oh, hello, who are you? Yeah, you are. My name is Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Blah, blah, blah. And now that I'm sitting here in my nice, cool house in the studio, drinking... Oh, what am I drinking here? It sure is delicious. I bet you're dying to know what it is. Well, I'll tell you. I'm drinking a beverage that I know as Memphis tea, but apparently other people know this as an Arnold Palmer. And this is half iced tea and half lemonade. And it's iced tea of my favorite tea variety, my favorite cheap tea variety, the black and green Earl Grey that I enjoy. And the lemonade itself is actually fresh squeezed by me. And it's not just lemonade, it's also got some limes in it. Yum, yum, yum. Because I like citrus fruit. So that's what I'm doing today. Chilling out, drinking my fresh squeezed lemonade Arnold Palmer. It's so yummy. Suddenly, I find myself bored, and I want to go somewhere. Let's leave the studio. And here we are. I have left my house, and I'm... You can probably figure out where I am just by the background noises, but I'm still in shock from what just happened to me. I don't even know where to start. Okay. I got in my car. I backed out of my garage and driveway, and I started driving here to where I am, which is Heflinger Park. I'm at the BMX track. And I wasn't even four houses or five houses away from my house, driving on my street, and I saw some movement on the sidewalk. And guess what was on the sidewalk? A female wood duck and somewhere between 8, 10, maybe a dozen ducklings walking up the sidewalk by my house. I don't live by a lake. You know, there's a little creek about two blocks away from me, but they weren't walking to it. They weren't walking away from it. There was no traffic, so I slowed down and I was watching the ducks, and they were walking along a chain link fence, and the ducklings went in there, and the ducklings were small enough to fit through the fence, but the mommy duck wasn't. And so the mommy was sort of sweating buckets trying to figure out, and I was going to get out of my car, but then the ducklings came out of the yard, and then they went up into the next house's driveway, and then they all sort of walked in, hid in some bushes. And this is blowing my mind. Where did these ducks come from? You know, where were they going? This is blowing my mind. I'm absolutely just flabbergasted. I cannot figure out what that was all about.
Somebody must have called Kenny Loggins, because he's in the danger zone here for the 4th of July thing.
I'm gonna have to go check that out on the way back. I don't even know what to say. All right, let's concentrate on some bike racing here. So here's a race about to start. Three kids. They're young. They're probably 9 or 10. The gate drops over the first double, over the single, over the second double, and into the turn they go. Ooh, that guy got a little sketchy here.
A little squirrely, but kept it up. Caden's out there in the front, building that second spot, but Connor's got an inside line. He's going to pass on that one.
He just took the spot.
Connor grabs that second spot. Bo does not like that. Bo is challenging that second spot here in the rhythm section. Everybody is catching up with Caden at this point.
Awesome.
Nobody's spot is secure yet.
This is a relatively close race.
Connor looking like he wants to be in the main just a little bit more than Bo. Bo is pushing.
Kid's going to get him at the end. Nope, not quite. All right, here we go. I know the next three riders.
You know, I just read off the names. That's all I got. All right, motto number 4, 10 novices. Hayden Jones, Aiden Lee, and Jude Super B. Yeager.
10-year-old beginners. And there goes the gate. They're out. They're neck and neck into the first jump. They're neck and neck into the second jump as a single. And into the second and into the first turn, they're starting to spread out.
That is Jones in that second spot. Lee in the three.
This guy ahead is being caught by the second place rider through the triple into the second turn.
Jones pushing really hard on that second spot.
He's pulled out ahead a little bit.
He's still in that three.
But here comes the second spot guy.
Hayden's trying to show Super B.
Pedal.
Super B is. He's going to cut low this time. He didn't cut low this time.
Into the third turn. And through the rhythm section.
Super B out there in the front of the pack. Hayden Jones in that second. Here comes Caden Lee pushing in, trying to get himself into the main. Wasn't in time, though.
Oh, it was close. The second place contest was close.
Noel Abels and Rory Smith.
And the next race starts. Another real close one into the first turn. And they're around.
In the lead, Noel in that second spot. Emily in a very close third.
The family contingent is cheering.
Rory's still out there in the front of that pack.
It's a little breezy out here. I hope it's not affecting my recording quality any. Wow, look at these guys flying through there. Well, you know, as fast as 11-year-olds are going to fly.
Smith, followed by Ingles, followed by Andrews. Money number six, 14 novices. This is James Armstrong, Jessica Stacy, and McLean Knott.
And here we go. Some 14-year-old beginners waiting for the gate to drop. And there it is. And into the first section. They're pretty much neck and neck. Oh, and I remember that girl from the last time she was, I was out here. She's all legs.
Jessica's got an inside line on this
go,
one.
Go, go,
go. Just get herself to that corner in time. It doesn't look like she's going to get there.
Moving pretty good, though. Into the second turn. Well, this is fun. I really want to get a bike and start bike riding. Maybe I'll race. Okay, here's the old men race. This is the old men beginners.
Eight.
I'm pretty sure I can take these guys. Or at least I could have when I was 12. I would probably die if I tried to ride a bicycle today. Bicycles, as fun as they are, require a lot of effort. Some effort that would probably kill me to exert. It would be an unhealthy obsession.
Justin with a very solid way through that rhythm section. Adam looking solid and steady. Scott coming up on that three spot, closing a little bit of gap on Adam. That is the order that we are going to finish again. Justin Alexander with the one, Adam with the two, Scott with the three. Moto number eight, seven intermediates.
I'd like to see some tricycle motocross. That's what I want to see. With the next race starting, little kids. Swear to God, these guys started faster than the adults. Go, go, go.
He's got the power out of the gate, gets herself very solidly out there in front. Joey's got the speed in a couple of other places. He's going to try and challenge
second place, guys. Taking the
around Lavinia.
Taking the lead.
That is Joey out there in the front. Lavinia
into the second
two,
turn.
In the three.
Go, go, go. I can't, this is the first time I think I've ever seen anybody pass.
In the front of the pack, seven girl, Lavinia in the two. Kyle wins.
Into the third turn.
That third spot.
Into the rhythm section.
Oh, yeah, I can't come up here. Joey saying, "Ma."
And across the line they go.
With the two, Kyle with the three. Lunar number nine or ten intermediates, Jaden Sequenzia, Evan Dupnik, and Zane Carroll.
10-year-olds. Here we go. This ought to be good. Waiting for the gate to drop. On your marks, get set, go. And they're off into the first jump. Pretty close. Now they're separating that. Second doubles quite a bit. Quite a bit larger than it needs to be, so it really separates the riders. This one kid is a little bit too small for his bike, but he's gonna catch this older kid, or this larger kid anyway. Come on, dude, get up there. You got it. You can pass it. You can pass it. Catch him up. Catch him up. Get him. And into the third turn they go. I don't know if he's got the effort. Yes. Get in there. Get in there.
It is a drag.
It's going to be so close. It's at the wire. It is at the line.
I believe. I'm going to let the pros call that one, but I believe I know what the answer is.
No decision. That one was neck and neck. Right at the line.
Button number 10, 17, 18, intermediate. E-Racer, Gager, Shelby, Fuller, Larson, and Jacob Stitz.
All right, here we go. 17 and 18-year-old guys. Waiting for the gate to drop. That's a pretty fast start for two of them. One guy was kind of caught sleeping. They're moving pretty good into the first turn.
The whole shot this time. Jacob in that second spot. Eraser in the three.
And the wireless microphone they're using is still poor enough quality.
We need some more 14 intermediates, please. Somebody else is 14 become intermediate so he'll have somebody to race against. Please.
Oh, here's what's happening. This kid that's behind is like 2 years or 3 years younger than the two guys in the lead. Where'd this wind come from?
Stay up their way in the front this time, Jacob, in that second spot, Eraser in the three.
Well, you know, as interesting as this is, I just can't stop thinking about those little ducklings. So I'm going to jump back in my car here, head back into my neighborhood. You know, not that I'm out of my neighborhood, but I mean, within sight of my house, and find those ducks. Okay, let's go find ducklings. Okay, and here we are. We're back on my street. We are, I don't know if we're 100 meters from my house. Maybe less, maybe a little bit more. And I'm standing in front of a blue house. It's like, you know, like slate blue. I don't know what color you would call it. And I'm trying to look into the bushes where I saw those little duckies go. I cannot see them, and I don't want to walk up into these people's yard, because that would be trespassing. And if they came out with guns saying, "What are you doing?" And I'm saying things like, "I'm looking for ducks in your bushes," would probably get me shot. And so I'm keeping a distance, and I'm trying to listen for them, but there's a robin above me and he's making noise, and there's birds in a tree down there making noise. And I'm trying to get an angle where I can see something. No, well, you know, they picked a really good hiding place. That's all I can say. Because I can't see them. I don't think anybody else can see them. This is flabbergasting. This is mind-bogglingly weird. I did have an experience, a couple years ago, where I saw some ducks crossing a street that they shouldn't have been crossing. You know, again, no lakes, no ponds, no streams even nearby, and here's a bunch of baby ducks, at least a dozen or 14 of them, crossing the street and walking into a church parking lot. But this is even weirder because, you know, this is, I don't want to say this is a high traffic area, but you can hear cars going by me, behind me, on my street. And that's preventing me from being able to hear any wood duck sounds, too. I'm pretty sure they were wood ducks. You know, I'm no duck expert, but, you know, I can only identify 3 or 4 different ducks. And wood ducks, since you can't ever get close to them, you can only identify them by the sound that they make. And I'm pretty sure when this mommy duck was kind of wigging out, I heard wood ducky sounds, which are like, wheat, wheat, wheat. They're not quacky sounds. You know, they're more squeaky dude sounds. Wow. This is still just absolutely blowing my mind. I get the feeling that I'm being watched. A mommy duck is probably looking at me, going, "Oh, we can't go anywhere until that guy leaves." Wow. This is just too weird. Blowing my mind. Could they possibly have come up from the ravine? That ravine that I sometimes hang out in by the golf course isn't that far away. Maybe 200 yards? But what are they doing walking around at this time of day? Just everything about this is just too weird. But as I glance at the clock here, I notice that I'm running out of a little bit of time. It's about 1958 UTC, and you've been listening to The Dubious Urban Duckling Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. Who knows what we're going to see? You know, how many times have we gone to Heron Haven this year to look for baby ducklings? We didn't find any. And so I'm just driving down my street where there shouldn't be any, and here we have some. Oh, man. This is getting a little bit too weird for me. So I don't know. I guess I'm going to go home, get a nice cool drink, and think about these ducks. Maybe I'll come out when it gets completely dark and see if they're nocturnal ducks, and I'll try to herd them back towards some water. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.